Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The local coverage has been outstanding, and a lot of you have thanked us for our coverage, including my interview with nephew Zolin, who knew the accused bomber Joe Harsanyi in high school. Thank you. But while we're on the rules of reporting, some of you also asked some good questions. Let's get to those. As a journalist, should I have disclosed a personal connection to a story? Well, actually, I'm required to disclose it. Should we have put Zolin on the air, his graduation picture on the website? Well, the pictures were on social media and being passed around. We wanted them labeled correctly. And Zolin, who's studying journalism, wanted to speak out to correct false reports. On Friday, early reporting described both brothers as disaffected immigrants who attended a prestigious academy in Cambridge. Zolin knew that Johar the younger had been a popular outgoing kid in a scrappy public high school, Cambridge Ringe in Latin, which has many children of immigrants and more students living in public housing than in the homes of Harvard professors. Well, we were immediately overwhelmed with interview requests from around the world after he spoke. It was a good lesson for this budding journalist. What happens when you're holding the one puzzle part everyone wants? We each did a few phone interviews, and then I had to get to work, and so did he. He's an intern at the Boston Globe. He said, "I got the true story out. Now I have to go write one." Other students and teachers came forward. They said the same thing. Joe Harsanyi's fellow college students at UMass Dartmouth said they joked Thursday night about how much suspect number two looked like Johar, but it was so inconceivable they never called in. Zolin did not see the FBI pictures until Friday, but his fellow high school students called in when they saw them Thursday night. I found myself looking at other pictures this weekend of the great pre-prom party we had back in 2011, kids posing for pictures before boarding the trolley they rented, Johar the center of a scrum of tuxedoed boys in the all-male picture. People don't want to hear that he was such a popular kid, and that's understandable. What he's accused of is monstrous, evil. And we want the perpetrator to fit the narrative of a loner, an outcast, an unassimilated immigrant. What Zolin did was write a new narrative, a more frightening one, one not so easy to spot. In 2011, my favorite picture is parents and relatives waving as the trolley makes its way down our narrow old street. We were as teary-eyed as adults always are at prom. You know something is ending. Then I also remembered that Johar did not take the trolley. He took his car, maybe already taking a path away from his high school friends. Back in a minute, here and now.